One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
I can just hear the music. That's all I can hear in my head.
I just want y'all to know that every time after we say that, we
bebop. We bob and weave.
Like we can hear the music, but we don't even hear the music.
It's the natural progression of things. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
You've been up to some things?
I've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is going on?
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
I'm an adult and I'm busy.
I brought my new Stanley cup over, so you would think I was really bougie.
Uh-huh. I was like, oh, she's one of those now.
Oh, she's one of those now. Actually, if I'm being honest, I have a simple modern cup.
Okay.
That's just like a Stanley cup, only I like it way better.
Uh-huh.
I bought that when all the Stanley craze was going on and I was like, I don't want to be any part of that.
Okay. So what made you change your mind?
Well, okay, this is going to sound weird, but I got it at a garage sale.
How much did they sell it for?
It was like a woman who did like cricket stuff, you know, like she did the vinyls.
Okay.
She had a whole table of brand new Stanley cups.
Whoa.
And like the coffee ones.
Yeah.
And anyway, I saw this one and it really spoke to me because it was like lime green and pink. And
yeah,
I was like,
it's very
80s
retro.
Yeah, exactly. It's so Cousins on Crime. I had to have it. So
that's really cool. Did you get me one for Christmas?
I got my mom one. Oh. My mom was like, oh, okay. I like that pink one. And I was like, just grabbed it for her. She's like, oh, what?
Oh, so did you go with them this weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't good.
Oh.
I have to say. I got a couple bits and pieces, but usually when I garage sell, I find all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Maybe next time I'll get to go with y'all.
Yeah.
I was busy.
You were busy.
I was. Yeah.
Well, stop being busy.
I don't even remember what I was doing.
That was a good day to miss, though. And you know what's the shame of it?
What?
There was like so many neighborhood sales.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
That's a shame.
It really is.
That every place we stopped, we didn't really find good stuff.
Man, back in the day.
Man, you remember that time I knocked on those people's garage and made them open their house up? They had already packed up their stuff.
You're not done, y'all.
And we were like, I was like, what do you have, though?
And turns out they had
roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some other stuff there too, but
the
roller skates.
Do you even use the roller skates?
I don't know where they are.
Uh-oh.
If I'm being real honest, I do not know where they are. They probably wouldn't fit my feet anyways because my feet have grown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have roller skates. I think we should go roller skating. You need to find them.
I'll have to get a new pair if I can't find them.
Yeah.
But
did you give them to your sister? Maybe?
I don't know. I can't recall. Mm. It's been a long time. That was 15 years ago.
She wouldn't have fit yours.
No, she's got a bigger foot than me.
Yeah.
People are like, why are they talking about this?
I don't know.
This is stupid.
Let's move on. Let's get on. Sorry, we're just having a little
chit-chat. Sorry, guys.
We haven't seen each other in three weeks.
We were just talking about the fact that lately it's been like the only time we see each other is when we're recording.
Yeah.
So we don't have time to talk.
It's just not right.
It's not right. We're going to fix that.
Actually, I did see you for like 10 minutes when you were trying to mow your new
yard. That's right. You did. You brought me some trash bags.
She was trying to mow with a weed
whacker. I was trying to mow with a weed whacker. It was, my new neighbors were probably looking at me like I was.
But they didn't even come to say hi?
They did the first time we were there. Yeah, we met all the neighbors. It was really.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was so nice. Anyways.
Okay.
Enough about us and our.
Let's talk about true crime.
Let's talk about true crime, what you're here for.
So this episode will be a little different.
Oh.
Than what y'all are used to hearing from us. But Candace, I know you love spooky season.
Oh, girl, look at my shirt.
Oh, yeah. You came prepared. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had to do this one.
Okay.
This story will take you down a rabbit hole. I'm just scratching the surface.
Oh, no.
And some explanations that we will talk about are pretty spooky.
Ooh.
So have you heard about the cattle mutilation stories?
No.
You haven't heard? Okay.
No.
Well, over the last several decades, there have been countless reports of cattle being found dead with precise cuts.
Aliens. Aliens. I've solved it. Bye. The end.
We'll get
that
there.
That was great. Let's do it again sometime.
Okay. All right. Bye, y'all.
I solved it.
Let me speak. This is my time.
This is her episode. And I'm okay.
Okay. Alien. Yes. So precise cuts around their bodies, with their tongue, their eyes, their anus, and their genitals missing.
Oh, ouch.
Even some would have other organs missing. So as if that is not weird enough, there would be no blood around the cow.
That is weird.
And the blood on the inside of the cow would be like dried up and light pink color. So like no blood.
Like dried? Like,
yeah, no blood pulling, no blood. Now, if the cow died right in that spot and there's no blood in the cow, wouldn't it be spilled out around the body?
It would.
Also, there were no tracks around the cow, no footprints. The grass or dirt was seemingly undisturbed. The very first case that was reported was September 9th of 1967. In Alamosa, Colorado. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
If y'all could see the light in her eyes.
I'm so lit right now. I'm lit like a fall candle. Oh, okay. I love it.
But this case involved a horse, not a cow.
Oh.
The rancher's 87-year-old mother said that the same day the horse named Lady, also known as Snippy the horse.
we can be a little snippy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Snippy had gone missing. I think a day or two later, she had seen a large object pass over the ranch house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you say a large object, an unidentified flying object.
Mm-hmm.
Lady was found dead a few days later. All of the flesh from the head and neck was gone, but the rest of the body was intact. It was as if it had been sliced off with such precision.
Have you seen Nope?
No, I have not.
The movie Nope?
Nope.
Honestly, it shouldn't have been that funny. That is really funny. So, Jordan Peele, you know, he's written Us, Get Out.
Okay.
He has a movie called Nope.
Oh.
This is ringing. Really? That bell.
Okay. Maybe he's gotten some information from.
Maybe.
Okay. Interesting.
Carry on.
So even though there had been 8 different reports of people in the area seeing a UFO, the sheriff dismissed the case, stating that he did not believe in flying saucers, and he thinks the horse was just struck by lightning.
And it just peeled off its flesh.
Yeah. Just burned it off right at the head.
Yeah, that happens. You know, because that happens.
But
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
When we get struck by
lightning. But does it lightning when there's no storm in the area?
I think not.
Yeah, there was no recent storm, no bad weather. The next explanation was that the horse had an infection. It was said that the horse had some green substance around the head and had a strong odor of acetone.
Like alien goo?
One would think. Even the rancher's mother, somebody in the family, touched the green substance and it burned her hand. Scientific investigators studied the horse and made a report stating there was no evidence to support the assertion that the horse's death was associated in any way with an abnormal cause. Okay.
Okay. I would say, how many of these have you seen?
Right.
Do you see this all the time?
I would
say you see this all the time. Not. So this is not...
It's not abnormal?
Not abnormal. Oh, Lord.
The craze for UFOs and extraterrestrials during this time escalated. So, Candace, what do you think us Americans do in such a situation?
Freak out.
Well.
Or just turn a blind eye.
Well, we did. We did do that. But also, there's those people who are crazy about UFOs that put the horse's skeletal remains in a UFO museum.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you wanted to...
I do.
If you wanted to go see Snippy, I don't know if he's still there.
Snippy there?
His remains were put in a museum.
Okay, I gotta look this
up. And I'm so sorry, I forgot to give you the name of this museum or to let you know if it's even still open. Snippy, Candace is looking it up horse. For me.
Oh my gosh, there's a picture. UFO Watchtower. It's in San Luis Valley. Yes.
Okay.
His skeleton is there.
And it's still open today?
This article is from 2022.
Okay.
So.
That's very interesting. Well, I'll put a picture up of the skeletal remains of Snippy, but we just like to show off these things.
Yeah, check our Patreon because we're going to add some. I want to see more photos of the stuff that you're talking about.
Okay, okay, okay. This was the beginning. And so after the horse, hundreds of cows all across America started to be found in like situations.
So not in a concentrated area.
Correct.
Huh.
And of course, back in the 60s, news traveled more by newspaper. So the people in Colorado didn't really know that it was all
probably
happening.
Slowly.
You're exactly right. So all across America, they started to be found in like situations. Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas. In 2020, a rancher in Oregon found one of his cows mutilated. The cow, I jumped to 2020 because, you know, all these reports back in the 60s and 70s, I mean, everybody was like, it was the UFOs, it was the aliens. And but then there's people that, I'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, so they just chalked it up to aliens. Either you believed it or you didn't, and that was it.
Yeah.
So in 2020, a rancher in Oregon found one of his cows mutilated, and the cow was sitting in an upright position, like on its belly, almost with his legs tucked under, with his tongue, his genitals, and reproductive organs removed. The cuts were clean and looked as if it were surgically done.
Wow.
The most recent cases were reported in April of 2023. Six cattle were found with their tongues removed, no blood spilled, and no sign of struggle. The cattle were found along a Texas highway in Madison, Brazos, and Robertson County.
Were they still alive?
No.
So
blood drained, cuts.
Wow.
Tongues missing, eyeballs missing.
So their eyeballs were missing too?
On some of them, yes.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I asked if they were still alive because you said there was no blood. So I'm thinking, like,
right.
In my mind, I'm trying to make sense of, Like, well, if they just lost a tongue, but they could have bled out from that injury.
Well, yeah, and you're thinking a cow in an upright position. And I'll post pictures of that, too. Like, how is it sitting up if it's still, or if it's dead? Like, no, it was dead.
Wow.
So, yeah, these were all located in East and Central Texas. Each cow was from a different pasture and herd.
Really?
Yeah. Ranchers.
So they didn't even go there. The cows were from different places?
Different places.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I mean, in around the area.
Yeah.
Ranchers told the Madison County Sheriff's Office that a six-year-old longhorn had been found lying on her side. I know. She was lying on her side and mutilated. A straight, clean cut had been made with apparent precision to remove the hide around the cow's mouth on one side. So just the side that was upright.
Just a piece of the hide.
The hide around the mouth, leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched.
See, some people might say, well, this is obvious.
Right.
There's a meat company or a hide company going out there and taking these parts and selling them. Like, people eat cow tongues. They sell them at the grocery store.
Yes.
I mean, not every grocery store, right, but here in Texas.
There's
you
restaurants.
You can get a cow tongue. You can get a cow tongue real easily. I could drive up the road and get a cow tongue.
Yeah, yeah. There's restaurants that sell cooked cow tongue.
So, like, people could probably be saying this, but to leave the whole cow untouched when all that meat,
all they wanted was these sensitive parts.
That's really strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very strange. So the tongue had also been completely removed with no blood spill on this longhorn. The sheriff's office said there were no signs of struggle and there were no signs of footprints or tire tracks in the area. Same story, different day. What's more strange is that no predators or birds would scavenge the remains.
Oh.
Of the cow.
Like they were embalmed or something?
Pretty much. And some of the cows were even bloated. I mean, which that happens. Yeah. But yeah, they, like, the remains,
like, they
just
weren't decomposing?
It would take months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Preservative.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is. So spooky. Yeah. Four adult cows and one yearling were discovered along the highway in the Brazos and Robertson counties. The sheriff's office said the cows were found in the same condition, lying on one side with the exposed side of their face cut along the jawline and their tongues completely removed. I'm repeating myself.
Wow.
On some of the cows, a circular cut was made removing the anus and the genitalia.
Lord.
It's all the same, like,
it's a pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A seventh cow was discovered soon afterward in a similar condition. I mean, this was just last year.
Wow.
The cause of death for all of these still remain unknown.
Okay, I gotta ask, because we've got cameras everywhere nowadays, even on farms.
True.
We have
game cams.
Game cams. Mm-hmm. We've got Ring doorbells. Even if you live on a farm, I think especially if you lived on a farm, you might have some type of security.
Well, yeah. I mean, now some of these ranchers have hundreds of acres.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
There's if they had game cams, it would be few and far between.
Like in a more heavily wooded area.
Maybe.
Not in like a huge open field. That makes sense. But I just feel like with all of our technology.
Yeah. There's got to be something.
There's got to be something that we've caught.
I know. But apparently they've done, you know, these extensive investigations where they have not found any evidence of people around.
Because they're not people.
The sheriff's office coordinated with other agencies across the U.S. to investigate all these similar incidents. You may be asking, why is this so strange? Like, cows die. This is natural. You said it earlier. But even some ranchers will tell you that this is not normal.
No.
Like, that's why they called the sheriff's department. They're like,
I mean, and it's clear that they have been mutilated, which is a crime.
Yes.
No matter which way you look at it.
Yeah. This isn't just a dead cow, like something that they see often. Mm-hmm. This was strange.
Yeah.
Even to the rancher. There are several ideas or explanations of why and how this happened, and I'll explain to the best of my ability.
Okay, but I already know.
Trying not to bore you or confuse you, but I mean, it is confusing.
I would like to see another perspective, though. Like, I would mm-hmm. like to see what other
okay.
explanations there could be.
Okay, so number one, the easiest one to chalk it up and say, we're not going to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when cattle die, they bloat and scavengers will start feeding on the body.
Right.
Some say that they will start eating around the rectum and the mouth first.
Why?
Well, they're easily accessible.
Okay.
Edible, you know.
Is it like because it's the entrance to the inside of the body?
Well, that and the hide of the cow is tougher to,
yeah,
get,
to
through.
Get through. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's not as protected by a tough hide.
You
so.
Know, when I was on my way over here, mm-hmm. I never dreamed that we'd be talking about eating cow anus, but here we are. Wow.
Yeah.
And you of all people, Lena. Expected something way different, I'll be honest.
You know, sometimes I can give you a good surprise. So it's an easy explanation that scavengers are going through the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal. Okay. Nothing to see here.
Sure.
But when you think of animals feeding off of the cow, you would expect to see chunks taken out
right.
of the remnants or blood.
They don't carry around knives, these crows or buzzards. They don't like carry around a knife and cut for their family a piece of the cow off.
No. I've never seen that happen.
Okay, me either.
It wasn't like that. Yeah. So this was a clean cut, no blood, no mess. It generally takes 6 to 8 months for the cow to decompose, from what I learned.
Wow.
I did not realize it was that long.
Jeez, I would never have thought it was that long.
Now, I do recall our family's land.
Uh-huh.
They have cows. There was a cow that died.
Yes.
And it was there for months. And I was like, why is this cow not, like, why is this not just bones at this point? But it took a long time for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I was shocked by that. A few small bones will remain after the decomposition, because you have scavengers that will eat the body.
And they'll take the bones.
Yeah, there's other scavengers that just feed off the bones, or
they'll
take them off.
Or they'll make a home with it.
True, yeah. It's a part of the circle.
Circle of life.
It was as if scavengers would not touch these cows, though.
Wow.
In several forums that I have read, ranchers seem confused as to why scavengers won't eat their dead cattle. It was really strange as I was researching this. I went to these random forums and they're like, I have this cow that just won't, like, nothing's feeding on it.
Weird.
And you can even, like, there's companies out there that will come pick up your dead cow.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I'm sure, like, ranchers probably rely on a cow to just decompose, or rely on the scavengers mm-hmm. to dispose of the cow for them, so they don't have to.
Right. And there's, yeah, because there's different ways.
Because I'm sure it costs money and, like, it, you know what I mean?
It,
like,
may, yeah. I don't know if it's a free service. I don't know. You would think it would cost. But also, you could, if you had the equipment, you could bury it. You could dig a hole with the.
That's a big hole.
Yes, it is.
So do you know about the cow in Oklahoma? Like, did they just leave it there?
Yeah, it was just left there.
Did the other cows eat it?
No. And that's interesting that you say that, because a lot of times ranchers will take that dead cow and put it in a different area than the other cows, because they don't want
them to eat it.
Eat it. Right. Yeah. If it had a disease or because that's partly where mad cow disease came from, is the bones from other, you know, cows eating other cows' bones. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. Yeah. Okay, guys.
I'm sorry if you're a vegetarian, by the way.
I should have put a disclaimer out. I'm so sorry.
Trigger warning.
So answers to some of these ranchers about their cattle not being eaten by scavengers was partly to do with lightning strikes or...
What?
I don't know. Like,
if it's dead, it's dead. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, what's lightning
going to
do?
Did it put off this pheromone or this?
Or did it char it? And they're like, I don't that like doesn't cooked taste meat. Good. I don't like cooked cow. That's for humans. That's a human thing.
These picky little scavengers.
I know.
Or maybe the cow had cancer and it just, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So listen, this may be boring to y'all or interesting.
Nobody's bored in this episode. I defy you.
But this is another theory. You know, the lightning strikes, the investigators at the very beginning was like, oh, it was just lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't explain lightning striking hundreds of cattle and leaving these incision marks.
Yeah, that's
around sensitive parts of the body and in different parts of the United States, all around the same time.
Did they have burn marks on them at all?
That wasn't...
Is that why they're saying the stuff about lightning strikes?
No, I think they're just saying lightning strikes because that is a normal thing.
It's
cows
like
do
a,
when it rains, when it storms, sometimes cows go take shelter under trees. Mm-hmm. Well, lightning is attracted to that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that happens. Cows do get struck by lightning mm-hmm. more often than we think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so number two, going back to the horse, going back to Candace's, it's the UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have said that the most of the times that these cows were found, there was UFO sightings in the same day or in the same area. UFO enthusiasts ran with this theory because it proved that UFOs were real. Like mm-hmm. their speculations were, oh, we finally mm-hmm. have proof. A man named Tom Adams became obsessed with researching these mutilated cows. He kept every newspaper article about the cows, and he would bring it to the attention of law enforcement in each state. So he would watch and be like, they had a cow mutilated over here. I'm going to give them this information. And mm-hmm. so I think that's a big reason how the story spread.
Yeah.
Because this guy was like, I have to let everybody know.
Yeah.
He wanted to bring awareness that this wasn't just local, but nationwide.
And I wonder how many people didn't even report it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder how many farmers went out and been like, well, I do declare. Like, that triangle right there was cut out of my cow. That's odd.
Yeah.
And then they just went about their business.
Right.
And they didn't like look into it too much.
Yeah, that's
how
a very good point.
How many unreported cases have there been?
You're right. And I say nationwide, but there are even stories from the UK.
Bloody hell.
Uh-huh. I didn't get into those because there wasn't a lot. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to report on anything that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Have good intel on. So anyway, Linda Moulton Howe, a TV journalist and a previous beauty queen.
Linda.
She did a documentary called A Strange Harvest.
Oh.
And then she wrote a book called An Alien Harvest.
Oh.
She was very into it.
Okay.
One of the theories was that the government had a treaty with the extraterrestrials.
Hmm. She might be onto something. Mm. Linda might not be so crazy.
Yeah. So the aliens could do what they wanted with the cows.
Hmm.
But when they abducted the humans, they weren't allowed to do harm to the humans and they would have to put them back the way that they took them.
Okay. I have something to say about this. You know how many times I've spiraled over missing persons cases?
No, I know.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Aliens return people. But, what if someone was taken and they're like, I really want to stay with y'all. Like, I love it here. Like, I love your spaceship. Do you know what I mean? Like, what if?
Okay, no, I have definitely thought, what if they were abducted by aliens?
And what if...
But I've never thought that maybe they wanted to stay with the alien.
Okay, so here's something. Maybe they wanted to stay. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Or maybe the aliens were returning the person and something happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, accidentally.
Okay. That could go along with a lot of times... Or I shouldn't say a lot because I don't know. But there were reports that some of these cows' legs were broken as if they were dropped from the UFO. I feel so dumb talking about this.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, because when you're talking about this no blood thing, I'm like, okay, that's easy. They were sucked up into the craft, mm-hmm. experimented on, because this is what I think they're doing. I think they're
right.
tanking, experimenting on cow... parts.
Right.
Do they have cows on their planet?
I don't know.
Probably not. Okay. So they're, you know, that cow alien game?
It's in my notes. Are you reading my notes? Yes. The game at the casino. What is it? Space Invaders.
Yes.
Space Invaders. It's UFOs taking the cows and the cows go, moo. Exactly what I was reminded of. And it's in my notes, Candace.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, yes. So they could do with the cows what they wanted, mm-hmm. but they couldn't harm the humans.
Okay, I mean, I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad at the treaty. Like,
right.
If you're going to come to our planet and experiment on our subjects, like, just do the cows, though.
Yeah.
Not us people.
Well, the deal was that in exchange, the government was given technology.
Well, I believe that. I believe it, too. Linda is not crazy. I got to read her book. I believe it.
So, yeah. And this was around the time of the Cold War. And so, the government needed this technology to win the war.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And this is the part where I say, you know what this reminds me of?
That game from One Star.
Okay. Let me skip that. Two men named Daniel Kagan and Ian Summers did their own deep investigation. They wrote a book called The Mute Evidence, pretty much debunking all of the UFO
claims. Guys.
I'm sorry, Candace. Saying that these journalists had no factual evidence when they wrote their reports. This is when Dr. John King from Cornell University got involved. Mm-hmm. He was considered the number one veterinary pathologist in the world at that time.
Okay, well, I want to hear what he has to say.
Well, Daniel Kagan brought all of his curiosities and findings to Dr. King, and Dr. King basically said that there was nothing strange or abnormal about these dead cows.
Explain?
That's, I don't have an explanation.
He didn't explain?
He might have, but I didn't find it.
He just said there's nothing abnormal about the dead cows.
That's what he's like, no, they can't say it's UFOs and aliens because this is not abnormal.
It's not abnormal for them to be mutilated with no blood?
The number one veterinary pathologist in the world at this time.
He's not my number one.
In 1980, investigator Kenneth Rommel held a press conference stating that his opinion was that this was normal predation. What?
Okay.
Scavenger activity and decomposition of a dead animal. And he says that all of the UFO articles and claims were all unsupported and creative thinking and fantasy.
Okay. You know I love science.
Mm-hmm.
More than the next person.
I do know that.
And I love factual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the facts of the matter are that that is abnormal.
Yes, it is.
There is no such scenario
mm-hmm.
where we see this in cattle.
Yeah.
So how...
Because even the ranchers
who this is their job, their lifeblood, like...
They think it's weird.
They think it's weird. Yeah.
They think it's abnormal.
And I'm sure they see all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm sure they see their animals die of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, getting into berry bushes or, you know, just weird stuff.
Yeah. No.
But and I'm sure they're really knowledgeable.
True.
About their cattle.
So the next theory I have for you was that this was a form of devil worship.
Okay.
A news report was made accusing Satan's phantom killers.
Oh.
You know, it is such a thing where Satan worshipers have to kill a living thing and or bring a blood sacrifice.
Right.
In a ritual. If you don't think that there's devil worshipers, there are.
Yeah, but blood sacrifice.
Blood.
The spilling of blood.
The spilling of blood. Where did the blood go?
Where is it?
So, yeah, I don't think this theory is too far-fetched. A lab at Oklahoma State University tested one of the cows and found mescaline in the pericardial flues. I forgot to look up exactly what that is.
You know, I'm not familiar with cow anatomy, so you're talking Chinese.
Uh-huh. So this is the mescaline is a psychedelic substance that comes from a cactus called peyote.
Okay.
Where
can I get me some of that? You know what I mean?
Could these cults have given the cows the peyote or did the cow mistakenly eat it on its own?
Don't you think that would make the cow tweak out?
Sure, like, absolutely. Hence the cow not being able to run from this person and they could mutilate it and get the blood.
I think it would make the cow wilder.
Wild, like chaotic.
Like, you know what I mean? If you could see me, I'm...
This is why we need a YouTube channel. No.
We'll get there, guys, but just... Let me enjoy not wearing makeup for now.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
So there was supposedly an investigation with no real findings of proof. I mean, remember, they couldn't find the foot. There was no footprints, no tire tracks. With hundreds of incidents in several locations, these cults would... they would have had to been spread out all across the U.S. Remember, right. It was happening not in just one area.
Right.
Across
decades.
Yes. So just a little tidbit here. I don't know if you know who Jack Hibbs is. Mm-hmm. He is the pastor at Calvary Chapel at Chino Hills, California. You can find his sermons on YouTube, and he also has a podcast. I think he is a really great Bible teacher. I listen to him, but he has a sermon that I will post in the show notes as well, talking about the possibility that what we think of as aliens could actually be fallen angels or demonic activity.
Okay, I'm opposite of him. I think aliens are...
Created
by God.
Oh, I believe there's something.
Okay, so some aliens could be bad.
Right.
Some aliens could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Encounters on Netflix?
Yes. Yes.
I loved that. I loved it because I was like, people were like, I felt so peaceful. They were warning me about this, that, and the other. And they were non-threatening, like, you know, they cared about our species. And I was like, yeah, like, I really believe that. And people probably think I'm nuts. No, they already thought I was
You're
nuts.
You're showing now, yourself.
Now they're like, she's nuts. Yeah.
No, but I do believe there's something created in...
If you believe in God,
yes.
And you believe that God created the heavens and the earth, you believe that... You have to believe.
Why would he create other planets?
Why would he create one planet with people and stuff on it? Like
right.
One living planet. That's it.
Right. Jack Hibbs gives a whole, you know, biblical explanations of how this could be fallen angels or demonic activity.
No, I agree with some of them could be.
Okay.
Like I agree. I think I want to listen to that.
It's because, yeah. I mean, yeah. And just... go in with an open mind.
People think Christians are nuts.
You're exactly right. And that's why in my notes, I'm like, I know. It's crazy.
That's why people are like, oh, it's 12 o'clock on a Sunday. Let's not go to Applebee's. You know, the freaking Christians are going to be there.
I totally agree. And writing that little snippet, I was like, oh, yeah, people are going to be
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. But
even Christians are going to be uncomfortable with that, Lena.
You're right. You're right. But
we're making everybody uncomfortable up in here.
Yeah. Just keep an open mind. Yeah. Listen to it. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. But hey, aliens, the Bible, God, creation.
I believe all of it.
Yeah. So here's the next explanation. As if these theories weren't interesting enough, here's one that might make you turn your head a little more. The government. Mm-hmm. Maybe the government told these people who debunked the UFO theories to say, maybe they paid them to say, this well-known pathologist, tell them it's normal. Because they wanted to throw them off. Mm-hmm. On July 15th of 1974, two unregistered helicopters, a white helicopter and a black twin-engine aircraft, were reported to have opened fire on Robert Smith Jr. while he was driving his tractor on his farm in Honey Creek, Iowa. This attack followed after several mutilations in the area and across the nearby border in Nebraska. In August of 1974, state leaders called for an investigation. On August 20th of 1974, the Lincoln Journal-Star reported that residents had seen unidentified helicopters shining their spotlights into the fields where mutilated cows were later found. County Sheriff Herbert Thompson claimed helicopter sightings had become a nightly occurrence. Hmm. With both the FAA and the National Guard reportedly being unaware of any helicopter activity. However, both Thompson and the Nebraska State Patrol found no definite connection between the cattle deaths and the helicopter sightings. By 1975, the problem was so prevalent that some ranchers formed armed vigilante groups to patrol their fields at night. Authorities ran ads in Colorado urging ranchers to not shoot at their survey helicopters.
Wow.
The National Guard warned its helicopter pilots to fly at a higher than normal altitude to avoid fire from the jittery farmers, quote unquote.
Wow.
In 1976, two Utah police officers reportedly confronted several men in an unmarked U.S. Army helicopter at a small community airport in Cache County. After this heated encounter, cattle mutilations in the region stopped for about 5 years.
Wow.
I mean, coincidence?
Like, I think not.
Yeah. On April 8th of 1979, three police officers in Dulce, New Mexico, reported a mysterious aircraft, which resembled a U.S. military helicopter hovering around a site, following a wave of mutilations, which claimed 16 cows.
Wow.
The reports of...
That's not one or five.
No.
That's 16.
16. After seeing these...
Holy moly.
Interesting helicopters, these military helicopters. The reports of helicopter involvement have been used to explain why some cattle appear to have been dropped, like I said earlier, from considerable heights. Some of the cows had their legs broken. So was it a helicopter or was it a UFO? Like, did these people clearly see that it was a helicopter?
I think I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. I think our helicopters escort UFOs.
Oh, Candace.
Because there have been so many UFO, you know, stories out there, especially the 60s and 70s, where they saw a helicopter.
Okay.
And they go to the military and they're like, what, did you see what I saw? And they're like, we don't have any record of any helicopter. So even the military higher ups don't have these records. Someone somewhere has clearance for these things, I think.
Okay. I've never even thought about that. Well, Candace, you've got my wheels turning. So yeah, maybe the military was coming in the night looking for E.T. or maybe they already knew E.T. If it was military operations, the cattle were easy targets to test the bio. This was one of the theories about the military. Mm-hmm. One, to test biodegradable weapons.
I know they do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the government wanted to test the cows for diseases within the meat that Americans could be consuming.
Okay. But why we got to be secret about that?
Why? Well, they didn't want the citizens to be alarmed that something could be wrong with the meat that they were consuming.
I mean, I think it's more alarming to wake up and find a cow mutilated in your field in such a way that is not normal, Mr. Cornell, Dr. Cornell, then someone saying, we just want you guys to be safe. We're going to test these cows.
Yeah. I mean, that seems logical. But yeah, so at this time, I mean, there's diseases called black leg disease for cows, or mad cow disease.
Yeah.
The cow could appear healthy 1 minute and then all of a sudden they're dead 12 hours later. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could happen with this black leg disease. A man named Chris O'Brien has done extensive research since the 90s. He says he still does not have a definite answer, but he thinks that the mad cow disease does play a big part in what's going on. Have I confused you yet?
So he doesn't have a definitive answer.
After
years. All these years of... Well, the reason is because the answers are not here on this planet.
Right.
That's why.
Mm. What do you guys think? Could you please... Could you please write in, comment?
Okay, guys, get on our Patreon. It's free to join and start a discussion about this. I really, I want to talk to you guys about this. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know everybody's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be kind. No arguing.
Yeah.
Let everybody believe what they want to believe. If it's not hurting you, let people go off.
Okay. Yeah. So I have added links to just a few out of the many videos and articles on this subject. So that is the best information I could find out there for you. Maybe you can find something else. But yeah, I would love to hear y'all's perspectives.
I love this. I love alien stuff because, you know, like back in the 90s, alien graphic art t-shirts. And like,
oh, yeah.
Aliens were like mushrooms and aliens were like a thing, you know, and I wasn't allowed to have that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. If you can't explain something, it's okay to say that the facts that we have available do not provide an answer and maybe it's supernatural. It's okay to not believe in God. It's okay to not believe in aliens. But if there are things you can't explain with science,
exactly,
then it's okay to say, well,
right,
maybe it's something else.
Look at the facts. We just had a study with the youth on look at the facts outside of the room. Like you can't just look at how something was made. Or, I mean, we got to think about why it was made. Or anyway, I'm not going to get into all of it. Yeah. But yeah, think outside of the room. Like,
yeah.
It's okay to open your mind to things.
Yeah.
But be careful also as a Christian. Please be careful what you open your mind to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's like, that's the thing is that encounters. I told my mom to watch it and she was like, but I was explaining to her, like, these people feel like it was a spiritual experience.
I've heard that.
And who are we to say that's nonsense when we study the Bible and we have all the burning bush that was talking. What?
Oh, yeah.
How's that possible?
If you study, if you read Ezekiel, he was a prophet who saw visions and he even saw lights in the sky.
See, and who are we to say that there's not a whole other planet out there that has one type of alien on it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, aliens just means that they're not from here, if right. you guys... No, a creature of some sort, a living, breathing creature of right. some sort. They have their own understanding of creation.
Right.
And they don't know much about us, but they're so ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. This is church now.
No,
this
please.
Is church. But it's like there's things you can't explain, things that the Bible can't even explain, things that science can't explain.
Well, I mean, the flood in Noah's days, that yeah. I think that explains a lot. But you're right.
No, you're right.
It's
it
a
does.
Lot for our minds to wrap it around. Is. There's like evidence of drawings mm-hmm. from all those years ago of UFO drawings.
Yeah.
These people saw UFOs.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I know. It's wild. Okay, people have checked out.
I know.
Now.
If We've you never listen them. To us again, I'm so sorry. Please come back.
We'll do murder next time, we promise. Oh my gosh. This was an interesting one, but thank you.
Yes, you're
I feel
welcome.
Blessed. I feel so blessed right now.
I'm glad you loved it.
I loved it. Happy October, everybody. This was great. Can we please do this again sometime?
We will.
All right. See you next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.